Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello again, and welcome to this week's mini episode. It's featuring one of our favourite guests and something we can all tend to struggle with, and that's mastering meetings.
Yes, it's all very well when you're meeting with your immediate colleagues who you might know really well, but when it's a meeting room filled with people less familiar to you, and perhaps you're one of the few women at the table, then it can be a whole other ballgame, can't it?
Yeah, it sure can. But even in those situations, we're both massive believers in the importance of speaking out if you're in the meeting.
Absolutely. We even have a very senior client in a global tech company who gives his direct reports, particularly his more introverted team members, a KPI where they need to speak in the first 15 minutes of any meeting they attend where he's present, and he actually monitors them on it.
Yeah, I know. And you know, what he's really trying to tell them is if you've been invited to the meeting, it's because you're viewed as having something worthwhile to contribute. And so don't be silent.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, that magic 15-minute window to speak, it's the same that one of our previous guests, the impressive Q Dallara, who's running a business of 4,000-plus people for Honeywell in the United States. She also thinks that speaking in the first 15 minutes really matters. In fact, here's Q now on just how important it is to speak up if you're going to be in a meeting.
I think you can start small but in simple ways, which is if you're in a meeting, no matter how intimidating that meeting is, my advice is whether it's a board meeting or, you know, big business review or something like that, within the first 15 minutes, make one comment or ask one question. Because if you do that, you'll break the ice for yourself and you won't be anxious about not speaking. The longer the meeting goes when you haven't said anything, then you're really invisible to the group and no one knows that you're really there. So it's important that your presence is felt, and you can do that by asking a question or making a comment in the first 15 minutes. So there are some practical things that help you get comfortable with the setting that you're in.
On that note, you know, I know you're working in a very male-dominated industry now, and it's something we hear quite a lot from both the corporates and the females we work with in our leadership development business, as well as listeners of the podcast. Sometimes being heard, you know, when you do speak up at the important business review meeting, that it can be harder as a woman to get your message across and not be sort of overlooked. You know, what tips have you got from the point of view of, you know, having your message land and being heard?
I think if you work hard in an area and you achieve mastery, how can anyone else have as much content or insights around an area than you can? So that's the first step to building the inner confidence you have, because oftentimes people have to have confidence in you first before they have confidence in your plan. And if you can't project confidence, then it's a little bit more detrimental, because people aren't going to, you're not speaking with authority. But to me, the source of that confidence is mastery in an area and really reaching out for that extra value add that you can offer people that no one else can. So, you know, there have been times where I have colleagues that interrupt me. I had one colleague one time just interrupt me constantly. I would be saying something within 30 seconds of my speaking, he would interrupt me and I would call him out on it. I just don't, you know, I'm not going to be a wallflower to let people talk over me or be impolite like that. I make it very clear. And sometimes people don't really realize they're doing it and they adjust their behavior. It's the one thing you can change in the whole world is your behavior, but you've got to stand up for yourself.
Great advice there from Q. And I'm sure not at all easy to stand up for yourself in an environment where you keep getting interrupted.
No, that's for sure, but really important to do and good on her. You know, the other thing that Q said there, which I think is so important, is that you can be invisible until you speak when you're in a meeting and you have to make your presence felt. I know communication experts believe that speaking up in meetings and participating actively is one of the single most effective ways to raise your visibility in an organization. And we all know visibility is directly linked to promotion.
Yeah, no, I really agree with that. But it does take a degree of confidence, doesn't it? You know, just as Q mentioned.
Yes.
She talked about how knowing your subject matter and really being an expert or having mastery in that aspect that you focus on is a really good way to feel more confident about speaking out. But also, we both believe that even when you know your stuff, some meeting environments can still be intimidating to speak out or ask questions.
That's right. You know, even someone as accomplished and senior as Martha Lane Fox, who's been on the podcast, she's now on the boards of Chanel and Twitter, and she's actually a baroness in the House of Lords in the United Kingdom. You know, she shared with us she really has to push herself to speak out in some of the very high level, very male dominated meetings she attends as part of her role on various government committees.
Yeah, and I have to say, I found it very refreshing to hear someone of Martha's standing and caliber still sometimes has to give themselves pep talks to speak out.
Yeah, me too. It was really great of her to share that. And I think our message to you, if you're listening, is it's not always feeling comfortable to speak out in meetings, but you do need to. You know, the important thing that you touched on, Claire, then, that underlies appearing successful in a meeting is preparation. Thinking ahead of time of why you've been invited to any particular meeting. What's the objective overall for the meeting? What would your objective for this meeting be? What are relevant points you might need to make? And thinking about ahead of time, you know, what kind of questions you might have for the others in the meeting.
Yeah, exactly. They're all such worthwhile things to think about ahead of meetings.
So there you have it. If you're there in a meeting, really push yourself to speak up in the first 15 minutes. Prepare beforehand, know your stuff, and don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and practice saying things with confidence.
Absolutely. Well, that's this episode done and dusted.
So remember that next meeting you have, speak out in that first 15 minutes. In the meantime, stay safe and ciao for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.